yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Band 41 faction. I am with Novak, Chad I. Ginsburg, O-C-K-Y, and Alex from Australia, who was just playing in Guttermouth, and I pretty much kidnapped him from L.A. and took him to Florida for these dates that we did, and first of all, we were
supposed to... You guys went on a date?
We went on a few dates.
You took him on dates?
Yeah, tour dates.
Oh, you're on tour.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Appearances at clubs.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been on a few. Fun time.
Yeah, well, if you're with David Lee Homo, it turns into a different story.
All out brawl. Fuck.
But first of all, everyone was supposed to drive down in my RV, and I got like over $1,000 worth of shit done to it, checkups, all this stuff to make sure that it's all right, and they say, yeah, you're good to go to Florida and back, no problem. It breaks down in fucking Maryland. Well, that's like an hour and a half down. Then I had to get it towed for $850 back, and half the people couldn't even go. So David Lee Homo had to buy last-minute tickets for Nikki, and yeah, that's it. But we had a whole crew going. Chad, you were supposed to go to do some guitar.
I thought about going, and then I guess last second I couldn't find anybody. You gave me no notice. It was like so little notice.
Well, it was one of those things where me and Alex were talking.
I was about to go.
Like, dude, we could do this. We could make it happen.
I was about to go, but I'm glad we didn't if the RV broke down right away.
Maybe it was a blessing in disguise because I did figure out in Daytona it was bike week, and the driver who was driving is a pagan biker that his whole plan was probably
to get to Daytona
and fuck the rest.
Yeah, once you got to Daytona, that's where you quit.
And if you see the dates of towns in order, it's seriously like 2 hours to Orlando, then drive back to Jackson. It was like a zigzag that never needed to happen.
Who booked that? Dave?
David Lee Homo.
David Lee Homo. That's why
he didn't think about that
fucking
part.
Black eyes.
Dude, I mean, like, he would go up on stage and he would want me to introduce this band called Groove Stain. And I'm like, first of all, I never knew that I was going on a tour with a band called Groove Stain. Second of all, I'm not saying Groove Stain.
Who are they?
And he's like, well, I'll come up and intro you. So he intros me, and I just come up and punch him in the face.
Oh, on the stage.
Yeah.
Which is where the ring.
And then I did it the next night and the next night. And the sucky thing is that Groove Stain is a pretty good fucking band. They sounded good. It's good music. But I just can't say the name Groove Stain.
You might as well say Stain.
Yeah, or Poop Stain, whatever. But, like, people know me as being really... what do you call it?
Like, music oriented?
No, like, I know the bands that I like.
Yeah.
And me saying, not check out Groove Stain because they're fucking awesome. Everybody knows it's a lie or I'm getting paid to say it.
Yeah.
Or you're going downhill with your
like, they know.
So you really never did introduce Groove Stain?
No.
Just the one night, and that's when fucking Dave Lee Homo got the black eye.
Groove Stain was the main band?
Yeah, they were the headliners.
Never heard of them.
And the others were this guy Mike Diggs. He's a rapper. He's really funny.
He's cool as fuck, man.
He showed me a picture of who he fucked that night, and it was like a close-up of this big, fat, fucking black pussy all minging and
mucked
up.
His fucking...
Yeah.
Did he show you that?
That's from his phone.
All right, now that makes sense.
Like, this... You could put both of your fists in it without a doubt.
Easily. And still have plenty of room. And I've seen some fucking
whose
gnarly
girl
shit.
Was that?
It wasn't his girl. It was just a girl that he met who wanted to bang.
Mike
Diggs, the rapper.
Oh. I couldn't even look at it anymore.
He has some great fucking one-liners, though, man. Like, you know how people were just super witty at coming up with, like, a name for somebody that they just met? Like, if you walked in, like, goddamn jean jacket, fucking choo-choo, fucking train hat. Wearing, you know, like something like that. Like he's just good at that.
What was Nasty John?
Yeah, he looks at Mike Busey. He has spiked hair like Guy Fieri, you know, and then
Mike Busey.
Yeah, and then like these striped leather pants and all that. And he's like, God damn, look at you, Nasty Johnson.
Nasty Johnson.
You know what we never told Mike was when we went to Busey's house where we were supposed to go to the
Sausage
hotel.
Castle.
And yeah. I'd been on the phone for like 4 hours calling every transvestite hooker in Orlando because it was his birthday. And we were going to send one to his room. We never told him. Because we never got to do it.
Bam bet.
I wish that happened.
Bam bet Alex here that he couldn't stay up for 72 hours. And if he did, he was going to give him $300.
So right. Alex, he made it to 90 something.
He did well past
90
hours. I mean, he did about
90 hours of being awake.
I'd say maybe a little bit more.
Was he insane?
He was actually pretty all right.
He was better than fucking most of the people in that goddamn Sausage tour bus. Going back to the Sausage house.
They were on tour?
No, they asked us like party bus.
They have their own bus?
Yeah, fucking Super Bowl.
Dude, sometimes I just gotta say, like, thanks but no thanks. You know, because, like, when you're on your fifth day doing these tours and stuff, when you're done the venue, dude, you just want to go back to your hotel. And it's just like, well, I got this massive rented out tour bus, party bus with fucking free vodka. Anybody else, it would be a $2,000 bill.
It's like, I don't care about the $2,000. I don't care about the bus. I want to go over to my hotel room.
Hey, come on, man. Just one night.
So,
just
like,
one night.
Now
man,
I'm on a car or a tour bus with blasting music. I'm tired as fuck.
Oh, man.
And an hour and a half, dude,
they took us so far.
You knew where you were going. You've been there before, right?
Yeah, no,
we thought we were going to the hotel.
We thought we were going to the hotel or somebody's house in Orlando. No, we didn't know that Mike Busey's house was like over the river and through the woods. And
hell yeah, you know, like, it's the swamps. He's got alligators surrounding the property.
Yeah, which is what I'm going to get to. Okay. So we go, we finally get there. It's like 3 a.m. by the time we finally get there. I'm like, you don't understand. If I leave right this second and I haven't even went into Mike Busey's house, I'm going to barely make my flight. I have to be there at 8 a.m. and God knows where we are because we are in the middle of nowhere for
literally.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, I mean, dude, his house was insane. Like, I thought that...
You can look it up on the internet. Sausage Castle. Mike Busey's
Sausage I thought that I... Like, me having a big painting of Tom Selleck sucking a dick in one of my rooms is fucking hilarious and gnarly. No. His whole house is painted with big fat dicks and big fat pussies. There's porno on every flat screen. There's a stripper pole with smoke. There's girls dancing at all times. There's a hot tub. There's a pool. There's a stage. There's a bar.
And then there's a million cameras watching everyone bang.
If you want to eat breakfast, where would you simply eat breakfast in this house? Like, where is there... There's nothing
there's
normal.
There's that little kitchen. He makes hot dogs in there. Did he make you guys hot dogs?
No. He said the house was built on hot dogs and blowjobs or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
He said he didn't pay for any of the work for it to be done. Yeah, because he had grown.
Like, I'll say something like, who painted this massive dick right here? Like, oh, this one guy, I'm like, well, how much did you pay him? Dude, I pay him in blowjobs and hot dogs. Like, he'll get at some girl like, yo, go give him a blowjob.
Seriously. They talk to them, too.
I know, and I was...
I love Mike Busey, though. He's hilarious. You know, maybe in small doses. They stayed at my house once.
Dude, it's just, you know what? Like, if I did it to people in my house that I either invited over or if a friend of a friend invited them over, I wouldn't walk into my room showing a good buddy of mine my house. Like, so over here is the kitchen, and you know what? Every random's in the kitchen, get the fuck out. Oh. You're a random, definitely. Get the fuck out. You've been over here like once. I don't care. Get the fuck out. So anyway, here's the kitchen. Over there is a stripper pole where all the whores dance. Yo, whore, get on the pole. You know, it was just like, what the fuck, man?
If you were in the mood for it, it would be like a fuckload better, though. I could
imagine. Yeah, but I felt it was so degrading that, like, I was a part of this.
You feel bad for
that. Like, I felt like they thought that I was like, get on that pole.
He is the
is funny when you
he's the king of debauchery.
He was talking to him like that, fucking...
Why? Because he had this chick, this hot chick with him all night. She didn't leave his side once.
Yep.
Why is she with him? Like, does he pay
that blonde?
Yeah.
She's been with him for a long time.
Well, he's not fucking easy on the eye, so what is it that keeps her around?
They're a lot of fun, man.
But, I guess.
In that town, that's the place to go if you want to be debaucherous.
Alright.
You know?
I don't know.
It's funny you guys are sitting here saying that shit. I see how you guys live and what you do. You're like, I can't believe shit.
But this
happens
when,
like
when
that.
Women want to do that stuff, then that's fine.
Yeah,
like if a girl
it's
got
be
all...
bad if you guys are saying
This is
crazy.
The thing. If a girl got all, like, wasted night at stripper pole and she felt like dancing around naked and then she falls and her skirt goes over and her pussy's all hanging out, that's fine. But I don't want to be the dude like, hey, yo, whore, get on the pole.
Yeah.
Get on the pole,
whore. You can't
make
a whore get on a pole. That's when it's...
That's what it's like. So either you're paying her to be there to get on the pole, or like they just have nowhere better to be or something better to
do. Well, that's what they have to do.
They'll deal with you degrading them.
Or if they don't want to be a random, then they got
to
do that.
Or like David Koresh himself, they're there. He just hasn't believed in it. That way is the way to be.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take a step back to the start of the trip.
Well, hold on. Now that we're on the Busey house.
Oh, they're on the Busey.
So I'm giving these dudes tattoos. I give like three of them, and Novak's next, and I can't find him anywhere, and to the point where 2 hours goes by and he's nowhere to be found. I have 40 fucking people searching through him for him, and I think that, you know, he told me that the lake in his backyard is called Alligator Lake. So I'm thinking, like, dude, maybe he got so blacked out wasted that he passed out in fucking weeds and
the graveyard.
And even if he passed in weeds, a spider might bite him or whatever.
And then he's done. With that
or a snake might get him. Or like, or an alligator might fucking bite him. And whatever. It became really scary.
I thought I was going to have to get my Crocodile Dundee on.
And I figured that if he would have left, he would have told me. And he didn't. So like, we're lighting off dynamite to try to maybe wake him up. And
did you hear
through
the dynamite?
I did. And I'll explain. So this, looking back, this is what happened.
Like a large stick of dynamite that sounds like enormous.
Two bangs go off. And I also heard people call my name. But I have been going pretty hard for about 4 or 5 days now at this point as well. And paranoia started setting in. And at that house, you could probably see what made me 10 times more paranoid. Fucking alligator.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know? So after
that's the worst place to be paranoid.
Yeah, so after 5 days of going, and then coming, and that place, everyone, there's fucking people running around with big elephant masks on, serving drinks, fucking...
Did the tampon show up? The big tampon?
No tampon.
He has a buddy, there's a tampon that falls around, a big giant tampon.
No, he had this fucking guy with a big elephant head on, serving vodka, elephant head or something. So,
Did he tell you to punch him? I think that's the guy you punch.
I didn't punch anybody.
Dude, there's that happening too. There's all types of shit.
No. So...
Yeah, he's supposed to punch the guy in the elephant, and he like... gets hurt and they can't do anything about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally, enough is enough. I feel like we've been kidnapped and taken to this house because we tried to get off this bus multiple times and they would not let us off the bus. So all these things are just equaling up in my head. So I'm like, yeah, Alex went around. I'm like, I'm going to go find Alex. I go outside and he has a long dirt road. Uh-huh. As I'm walking out to the bus, they locked the bus. I couldn't get on the bus. I just finally come to the fact that everyone is fucking after me and out to fuck me up.
Well, Novak, the reason the bus was locked is because I went in the bus.
At that point, they all were
myself
after you.
In the bus because I was feeling the same
as
you.
Now, Busey has many, 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 many cameras all over his fucking place. So he's like, well, let's find out where he went. So we see him leave the tattoo place where I'm giving it, stumbles down the stairs, goes outside and just stands there like an idiot, just looking around, like maybe lights up a smoke. Then he just wanders off into the woods, like stumbling.
And then
so I'm like, where did he go? Like,
I fucking haul ass because now I'm thinking everyone's out to get me.
And that's a crazy place to be, all alone, thinking everyone's against me.
Exactly. And my phone is dead, and I have like $20 in my pocket. So it's not like I can get up the street and call a cab. I don't even know where the fuck I'm at. Don't know what town I'm in, don't know what hotel I'm in. $20 on me. Run up the street, still convince people were chasing me because now at the top of his driveway are people that are actually waiting for cabs. But I don't know that. I'm thinking that they got people posted up like...
If you would have took a cab to Orlando, it would have been $400 to $500, definitely.
I would have gladly taken it at that point.
Well,
to get the fuck out of
then you would have basically went for free.
I just wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Half the whole thing I got gypped off on, really.
I just wanted to get the fuck out of there at that point. I didn't care what the fuck it would have cost.
We took the band Graveyard there when we took them on tour, and the Swedish bass player got wasted, and he passed out by the alligators, and we had to pull him back in, and he never woke up again like for the rest of the day, but he almost got eaten by an alligator.
That place is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I thought that you had been eaten by an alligator, because... I was in the bus, And then these guys are all looking for you, and I didn't know. So they thought that I was with you. And then someone found me in the bus. And then I started freaking out. And I'm already, the reason I'm in there is because I'm freaking out just like you are.
Yeah.
So then the alligator thing started happening. I'm looking down the alligator path going, fuck.
And now,
Novak's been eaten by a fucking alligator. Oh, dude.
And now picture Novak and Alex meeting each other for the first time. I feel like it's the Australian version of Novak. So I always call Novak my walking television set. Now I have a fucking double screen walking television set because you two are fucking... I had to start making bets on Alex. Just random bets. I'll give you $300 if you could stay awake for 72 hours. He goes to 98 hours and still going.
Gladly. While you were sleeping, he was not...
No, I made him take a photo on the hour, every hour, of where he was and what he was doing.
I've got him. I'll show him off. Okay. All right, that's a good book.
So, back to... I fucking run. I get away past Busey's house. I make it up to a neighborhood. And I'm terrified people are after me. I have a vest on with no shirt underneath of it and a scarf and a hat. It's 4 in the morning. 5 in the morning, I look strung the fuck out. I get to the... And now, I am terrified of police. My phone is dead. No one's around. So I'm so fucked in the head that I swear that when I get to the worst part of this whole thing, I swear I see people across the street and they're about to get me. I start banging on someone's door. Help! Help! They're coming to get me! Call 911! Call 911! Finally, I hear a woman and a husband look out at the people. There's some guy out here with tattoos, with no shirt on, calling 911. In my mind, I can already see how the police are going to perceive this. There's some fucking naked guy. His eyes are bugged out of his head. It's 4 in the morning. People are chasing him.
They would have called 911 anyway.
Yeah. So they called 911, right?
Yeah.
Because my phone doesn't work. I can't go. 911 shows up. I have my ID out. Stuff. Hey, you go. Sir, what's the problem? I was down at that guy Mike Busey's house, and it got weird, and people chased me out of there, and my phone's dead, and I just need to get... out of here somehow, like back to the hotel. What hotel are you at? I don't know. Well, is it in Orlando or? And I really didn't know if we're in Orlando.
Every night there's another one of you from Busey's house wandering the streets.
Yeah,
scared
totally.
People are after him.
I mean, I literally called 911 on myself to save myself from myself.
And then they took you where?
And then he figured out that I was at a hotel. But this is where it gets even more fucked. So after that, the guy who brought the tattoo shit was leaving. Everything was packed up. And I trusted him. I see him. He's like, yo, they just left. I'm like, dude, can you please give me a ride? He's like, yeah, I'll give you a ride. I call Apple from his phone. And I'm like, call, get in touch with Van, blah, blah, blah. Tell Van where I'm at. So I hang the phone up. And his phone rings again. He's like, Pennsylvania. And I'm not thinking that Apple has a Pennsylvania number. I'm just thinking Baltimore for me and Bam's Pennsylvania. And he answers like, oh, tell him I hooked up with this chick and I fucking took her in the woods and I got lost and I just ditched her in the woods and I got lost. So as he's telling the story to who I think it's Bam, it's to Apple.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, I hear someone screaming and I'm like, fuck. So then I get on the phone with Apple and she's like, at this point, she's like bawling, crying, she's furious. She's like, and I'm like, no, I just didn't want to tell Ben that I had been fucking going hard for 5 days and got so paranoid that I had to go call the police on myself, so I figured that'd be a better story. So not only did I get left in the middle of fucking nowhere with no money, I am now lied on cheating on my girlfriend. When I didn't cheat, I told her that I did cheat, and now she's breaking up with me. I mean, it just went from bad to worse at every fucking angle.
Sounds terrible.
And he says, he's like, well, why did you wait for me? Because we searched for you for 2 fucking hours, and there's a bus filled with 20 to 30 people dying to go home, and they're not going to wait for your pussy fucking ass.
I didn't want you to wait. I wanted fucking David Lee Homo to sit there and wait.
Why is that even his problem?
Because he did nothing else. Give him one job.
Yeah, but you should have told somebody what you were doing.
I was convinced everyone was after me. I didn't trust anybody.
But we were blowing up dynamite and talking
about
that.
So when they're blowing the dynamite up, I can hear it from fucking miles away. I'm like, fuck, now they got guns and shit after me.
It's a war.
In my mind, it was a full-on war. And I was
it was the end of what was a long couple of days of staying away.
Yeah. Dude, I just remember,
and, That's what makes it kind of good.
I was sitting there sweating like a fucking whore in church. And like, dude, nothing good is believable about this story when the police come. So in my mind, I'm instantly going to go to jail. Even though I think you were after me and I'm going to knock on this door, when the police get here, I'm going to jail. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm calling the police on myself to go to jail, like it or not.
And just think about the first impression of Alex to Novak is we pick up Alex the very next day, and then within hours, we're at a club, just meets a girl, winds up banging her out in the bathroom.
Who?
Alex here.
Yeah.
And bust the sink somehow, some way, that the sink breaks off, and now it's just a fucking hose spouting all over the bathroom, and he just had to flee the scene and say it wasn't him. But it was. Now the whole place is covered in water. Big disaster. Then we go back to the hotel. We walk into the room to find him humping some girl in the bungalow, and he goes, "You could watch, but just shut the fuck up." Then he's playing ping pong naked with some other naked girl.
Yeah, with no ping pong table, just hitting the ball back and forth.
And then you went down and got the waitress or something. It's like, Jesus Christ. You have some kind of gift to gab that I can't figure out.
It's just a bit of the old fucking Australian accent there, I think, mate.
Yeah, within one day, I've seen him fuck maybe 4 or 5 girls, drink more than I can imagine, and somehow not have money for the tab, but always seems to pay it. Like, flim-flams through everything.
I lose everything. Well, it's Bam,
his last name is Flamsteed.
Dude, no,
well, we met him, you know, Novak.
He's flim-flam.
He tour managed CKY, he pretty much, like, that wasn't supposed to be his job. He was a promoter, and he booked all the CKY a bunch of shows. He brought us to Australia. It's never easy to get over there, and Alex is a man who made all that shit happen. Took us around, took care of us. He moved and grooved everywhere.
Dude. I believe it,
he
dude.
He was killing it.
Yeah, it's like, what?
He was better than all the people who were working for us. It's like, we had problems, we're calling this management, this person.
He gets right to it.
Just as Alex, he took care of it all. Yeah.
I fucking made out like, fuck, man. This is the best thing I've ever did in my life. But the thing is, we have so much fun together that we're going to go to hell in a handbasket. So the decision that we came up with is, we could hang out for like 4 to 5 days tops. And then at the end of those 4 to 5 days, we have to go in exact opposite directions to the farthest place from north to south or east to west for like a month.
Like
or
next
two or
next
three.
Time we tour with each other, it's like we get to a city and there's a day off. We got to make our layovers in 2 different cities. I mean, book flights separately, completely different planes, different layover. Even if we're on the plane together, we're gonna come up with some stupid fucking idea of how we're gonna get completely annihilated.
Oh, there won't be any sleep if you're sitting next to each other. No. You'll be sipping on red wine, talking and laughing about what just happened.
Yeah, totally.
And then you'll get blacked out drunk to make something new happen.
Yeah, we talk about that part. It's a never-ending cycle.
And then actually the next day after that whole first night, so the second day, remember how we went to the lobby bar?
Yeah.
And we were drinking all fucking day in the lobby bar. I got to the point where I had no shirt on. I don't even know, but covered in red wine, I'm reaching over the bar, chugging all of the spirits from behind the bar.
Oh, in Miami, yeah.
In Miami. And then that was a long day. And then we're in the car on the way to the gig.
You drank the ghosts?
And I lean over to Bam, and I grab Bam's leg, and I'm like, Bam, that was a fucking good night. And he looks at me, and he's like, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you fucking
the
idiot.
The sun is still up.
There is no night yet.
The night hasn't even begun.
It's been day all day.
We're on the way to the show.
Day all day.
Talking about.
Ew, sound really healthy, Novak.
That's what you get for hanging out of the week with the fucking Alex over here.
Seriously, man.
I'm telling you. I just woke up, man. This is the first actual sleep and food I've had for the last 6 to 7 days.
Don't use that, Mike. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm sure it's the least of my worries. It's a little cough.
Your worries. I got my own.
I'm not worried about you, motherfucker.
I know that I am.
Let's play that new Eden song that you did. Chad just did an Eden song.
I didn't do an Eden song.
Well, you produced
Boof. Who's Eden? Boof has a friend, and she found that he has talent. He's a kid from Milwaukee who came out to meet Bam and me and get his song recorded. Ends up living with Bam's Aunt Boo and Vito.
Does he have talent, do you think?
I think he did well, man. He's like, you know, he grew up. He said he listened to CKY since fifth grade, and Bam taught him all about his favorite music, and he's like, you know, into him, and he's probably wants to sound like that. He does a good job of doing that. He's got a lot of potential. But I did the favor for Boof. I mean, I don't record a lot of local bands lately, but
local. He's from Milwaukee.
Yeah. Whatever. But he did well. We can play the song.
Well, let's do it. What's it called?
Well, Matty J played bass and keyboards on it, and drums.
Your drum.
I don't know if this is.
How's your cat, Chad?
Because that was the reason he couldn't come.
I know. I said that.
How is he?
I didn't say that.
No, I said, how is he?
Sherbert.
Yeah.
Sick. Was Sherbert sick or not?
Is he good now?
I believe you. I'm just asking how he is.
I can't believe you're calling me out.
No, it's not calling you out.
I'm just asking how he was.
I'm asking how he is now.
You're making it look like you're calling me out.
No.
I don't like that.
Yeah, geez, Chad's feeling a little guilty over there.
Chad's been paranoid a lot.
Why are you asking me about a cat?
Because when we were talking in L.A., you said your cat was sick.
Yes,
and I'm too
he is sick. I gave him amoxicillin.
How is he?
He was on fucking the whatever the fucking antibiotic starts with a D.
All
didn't work. Little orange
was,
pills.
He's making. Is he okay? It's all ass.
Sounds. He's got fucking snot all over the place.
Is he okay now?
You're kidding me.
I'm telling this. Jeez, I was being dead serious.
I've had sick cats. Like, is my other cat just died? And you know,
I just simply asked how the cat was, because I know you love the fucking cat.
Well, sure. If you know, if Trouble or Mouse Breath or some shit was sick,
no,
Eric,
no. You would ask that question, right?
I don't have anybody taking care of my cats over there, man.
But how is he now?
Don't ask that again, Alex. Do not ask how Chad's
cats
are.
Getting well. He's getting well.
God knows. Whatever you do, do not ask about Chad's cats.
I'm just
cats.
Fucking with you. Fuck.
Let's hear this Eden song.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Who said that?
What kind of shoes are those?
Who says so?
What kind of shoes are those?
I don't shoes.
Well, what kind?
Boots.
So?
I don't care. Did I say so?
You're all touchy.
Oh. What?
Fucking walking on eggshells today, Chad.
That's a long time ago, man.
You told my neighbor Cresta. Yeah, he got all bent out of shape today.
But we were trying to
he came
that.
Over to bring me wine, and we're chit-chatting. You guys aren't even ready to start doing
that.
Anything. So, Bam, you want to talk to your neighbor? You actually want to play something?
Is that
what Chad went on the wrong side of the bed today.
I did, actually. It was the worst.
They
I drank
tell.
More than I drank. I haven't been drinking a lot, and I drank way too much last night. I was out with Shipbirds. And Jess, John and Peters, and then we ended up over Mickey from Ween's new studio, which is down the street. And he's making a new record with Moist Boys.
Did you get to hear any of it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
We are the first ones to hear it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great shit, man. They're fucking so productive over there. They have like 65 fucking new songs done. And then they're demoing, and then they're getting that Josh Homme guy.
Who has 65 songs? And then you
Moist
pick
Boys.
10 to put them out?
Well, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're going to...
Most people work on one song like a motherfucker,
they said
then they get on to their next one.
They do it, and they don't listen back.
Like, what do they just play a riff, sing on it, and then play another riff, and then sing on it? Holy fuck, we have 65 songs. What are the 10 best ones?
Yeah, it's awesome. He's been the happiest dude at the bar. I mean, I've seen Mickey in many moods, but he's been happy as motherfucker in and out. Like
because of his Moist Boys?
He's fucking been recording nonstop. They've had a locked out fucking studio for 2-3 months. Oh man, yeah, the studio's been, it's they have a house. Treese is playing drums on their shit.
Chuck Treese?
He's been living there at the.
Nah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit him up.
Hell yeah, dude, come up and listen. If Mickey invites you, invite us.
Of course he'll invite me.
Yeah, probably. If you were there last night, for sure. So we were up there till 4:30 a.m. fucking drinking and listening to rock and roll, and I drank too much.
So
I know you don't know what that means.
Novak doesn't know what that means because he keeps it going. He doesn't even know what the fuck a hangover is called.
How could you have a hangover if you don't stop drinking?
Hangover is a waste of time.
So me, Alex, and Novak here just got back from this trip from Florida, and by the end of this trip, everybody was arguing about everything, and the worst part was this big dude, they call him Suge White.
Oh, God.
Because he just, like, I guess, bullies around
Team
everybody.
Bully.
Dude, yeah, he calls himself Sugar White.
Yeah, he calls himself.
And,
yeah, he calls himself Sugar White.
When you have to give yourself, when you have to give yourself your own nickname, you're a fucking faggot. You know what I mean? Like.
But we're arguing about money and all this shit, and I found out that there was an escrow account sent to Los Angeles for $17,000 that I had no clue about, and I was wondering why that was happening, so I was trying to figure out who's the shady motherfucker not telling me about this. Well, I go, I better get paid this last night. So the last night, I don't know if they're in cahoots or whatever, but he made it a point to have someone near me so he could yell at them so I heard it. So he's like, like, you know, if you're me, you know what I'm saying? Well, guess what? There's $7,000 that I didn't get. I got ripped off on this deal tonight. I got no money out of it. This fucker fucked me. I'm going to go in there and wreck all of his fucking toilets and rip them all out. Because I didn't get paid. I got gypped tonight. I got gypped big time. And just so he knew that I wouldn't ask him for any money. So I wouldn't be like, hey, can I get some money? You know, because he would say, well, obviously, if you didn't hear me, I didn't get any either. Yeah. And he was just doing that in front of me on purpose.
Constantly.
And then he was coming to us saying, all right, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to fucking rip this club down. Like, trying to get us to jump on his team because he got ripped off. Right. He wanted us to help him tear
the
club apart.
He's like, let's fucking tear this club apart right now. I'm like, you can do whatever you want. I'll sit here and watch and laugh. But I'm not going to get up and grab somebody's drum kit and throw it into the wall.
He keeps fucking, he's yelling that right, yelling at all of us right before we all got in the bus. Dude, let's fucking go trash this club. Let's go trash this club. I'm all like, hey, yelling man. I'm just going to go and like hook up with this hot teacher friend of your skater buddy. And he's like, no, let's go rip the fucking toilets out. And
yeah,
like,
I'd rather hump this hot skater teacher.
Yeah, come on. Just
what'd you say to him about losing his voice or something like that?
Oh, so he's kept screaming and screaming and screaming, and finally Alex is just like, hey man, you should like maybe tone your voice down a bit because God forbid you lose your voice.
You know? I would hate to see you lose your voice,
man. Shut the fuck up.
Please, man, I don't want you to lose your voice. He shouldn't yell so much. God, please let him lose his fucking voice.
And then he's all like going on about Eminem saying, Eminem fucking.
I tore with Eminem. I tore with MGK. I tore with Yellow Wolf. Well, now you're touring with Groove Stain, so obviously they all hated you.
Dope.
Groove Stain. You're really stepping up in the music world, dipshit.
Yeah, that was Groove Stain pain, yeah.
I mean, Groove Stain were
really good band. Terrible name.
Yeah, they were good, yeah. But you know what? There's a lot of good
bands. What kind of music was
that? I'll rename the band.
Like Soul Funk or something?
Reggae. Soul Funk. That
Reggae Soul. Reggae Soul is what it was. Reggae Soul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of.
Well, that's what the flyer said that you were doing on the appearances, if you ever saw it. It said,
well,
I
did see it. And I didn't approve of that.
Oh.
See, that's the problem.
On your website.
David Lee, first of all, is what I don't like, is that he claims he's my manager, which is so far from the truth.
Yeah.
It's just a buddy saying, yo, do you want to make this amount of money in Florida on this date? And I say, sure. He doesn't tell me what I have to do, what the obligations are, who I'm introducing, who I'm on a fucking poster with.
Right.
You know, that's number one. Number two is, like, three of his checks have bounced already. And,
you know, I know better promoters who could do that.
Yeah,
a lot better
and
for you.
Like,
I'm sure you do too. I just,
To top it all off,
yeah,
we have a fucking we have a fucking 9 a.m. flight from what he thinks is Jacksonville because he didn't look at the itinerary. Turns out it's Orlando, so we have to drive 2 hours to a different place.
Well, he's not
what
been
promoter,
on tour. Like, he doesn't know nothing about touring.
And then like we'll get off the airplane or whatever. Like, all right, so who's
Jess
getting us?
Booking.
Well, somebody's supposed to get us. All right, well. Call someone. Well, my phone's dead. What?
Ridiculous.
You're a manager with a dead phone and you don't know who's getting us.
And we come for the wrong airport.
I would have flipped out if I was there, dude.
Dude, one day I started
punching
him so
many. One of the things
many,
I thought is I'm going to end up.
I started beating him up so many times. Bam's like, dude, just stop hitting him. Stop hitting him.
I figured if Alex was there, everything would be fine.
Well, we had turned out fine after we.
Unless maybe you took a turn since we last seen you.
I didn't take a turn.
No.
Yeah, you took a turn into fucking 18 pussies.
Took a turn for the good in that.
I'm impressed, dude.
Well,
I really am.
I slept until 5
He'll just walk down to the lobby bar. Next thing you know, like the girl will be like all over him making out with him. Like, first of all, you can't do that as a bartender.
Yeah.
Second of all, like,
in Florida, they get one chance to meet the Australians. Like, you know, so
it, it got
is,
to the point where
take
that,
an hour, or you may never have that story again.
Get to the point in that bar that it was like, yeah, so all those chicks were kind of retarded sluts at that one bar anyway. But we were just like,
oh, yeah,
literally tipping whatever liquor that I wanted down each other's throats. Yeah.
How about when he was telling the stories about all the vodkas, all the different flavored vodkas?
Yeah, there's the pinnacle flavored vodkas. It says like grape, strawberry, whipped cream,
pineapple.
Well, which one do you want? Oh, they all taste the fucking same. No, they fucking
they're
don't.
All completely
one
different.
Tastes like strawberry, one tastes like whipped cream, one
those
tastes like grape.
They're all different.
They all taste the same. No, they absolutely
one
don't.
Just give me whatever. That tastes the fucking same.
It's like biting into an apple and then biting into a honeydew melon and say, it all tastes the same. No, one tastes like a honeydew melon.
Oh, that was the hotel with the tiny
That was
pool.
The day you yeah. said this is a very fun night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the beginning of that day, because then we went to the bar where we
the sun is at high fucking noon. Bam, this is such a fun night.
He met in Australia. Night. In Australia, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Still got the Aussie clock.
So it's the Aussie body. I've been out here for
your Aussie
2 years, I think.
You'll catch on by
get
now.
Get over it, yeah.
How long you been here?
I don't know, for about 2 years.
Does the government know that?
Well, that's the thing. His visas ran
but
out.
I edit this bit out of this.
Right.
You might be in medium trouble.
Well, I think I'm flying to Australia maybe tomorrow.
Maybe?
Yeah.
That's how everything's last second with this dude.
Does it have to be from JFK?
Maybe
no,
tomorrow.
No,
because
I think I can fly
to Australia.
Okay.
So, whatever.
Either way, you're going to have a layover from LA, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Whatever. What I'm figuring is whenever he flies somewhere next, which is probably tomorrow or the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just book a flight then.
All right. Well, then you're going to go home for 2 days to Australia?
Yeah.
You'll be more on an airplane than even getting to go home.
I know, but those hot Qantas chicks are awesome, and they will give me VB for free.
The
What's
whole VB?
Oh, VB.
Yeah.
See, dude, he finds a positive in any negative situation. That's the brilliance.
A VB.
A VB, because that's the thing.
What
I
about
get on the
a BJ?
Plane, a BJ, and it will, you never know. You know what I could, you know what I'm capable of. So I can,
so you
be like, you get, yeah, g'day, love. I'll have a VB and a PJ. And then just follow her to the men's. Well, there isn't a men's room on the plane, but the room of toilet.
You get VB on the plane and VD on the tour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking bloody ripper. Oh, fucking ready to go.
Okay, and speaking about the very last night, we go. Our last stop is Wilmington, Delaware, to do a contest for who has the best outfit for Halloween for a gal.
Yeah, why not?
And Alex takes some girl back here, and what did she do?
Okay, we're leaving the club.
Wait a minute. First of all, she sprayed tit milk right in my fucking face.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
That's
first.
She was walking around spraying tit milk on my face, like a lot of it.
That's fucking
and then
gross.
Did it to two other people.
Well,
then
that
he winds up with her
club.
Back here.
Why'd she have tit milk?
Because she just had twins.
She's not still pregnant.
Alright, so what sort of chick who just had twins, 2-month-old twins, comes out to a Bamajera appearance vampire dress-up show? She's dressed to the fucking nines in a vampire moo-moo.
because
she's still got
big-ass
fucking
on.
Tits. You know? Anyway,
vampire moo-moo.
Somehow we all decided that she won the competition. I don't know how that... Anyway, we leave the club. She goes to BAM.
Yeah,
she sprays tit milk at BAM.
You are.
Yeah.
Sprays it in my face. We get back here. She starts spraying tit milk all over everyone that's in BAM's beautifully new, clean... makeover house. Anyway, so now it's covered in tit milk.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I decide I'll go to bed with her. So I go, and then she just starts mocking me. Like, everything that I say, she will just repeat in her, like, crappy
good
tit
God.
Milk Australian accent.
Damn.
So then I just pass out and go to sleep. Yeah, that was what she was
that
doing.
That was exactly what she was doing.
Oh,
see,
God.
But it's an accent
see,
even worse
accent
than
was even worse than yours.
He's driving me up the wall.
He's driving me up the wall.
So So then she starts playing with my, you know, and then I go into Bam's bathroom and I'm like, drink some water.
No,
that's right. Before that, she pulled her pants up.
She pulled her pants down and said, go down. Yeah, yeah, and you said that it looked like a blue waffle.
It, blue waffle disease all fucking over, dude.
What's
like,
that?
It looked bruised. There was still umbilical cord hanging out. Everything was going on.
Was there like an actual open hole?
It was four or five of them, man. Because
four or
had,
five open holes?
Well, just.
Do you think you could like this with both your fists?
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Man.
I mean, two babies' heads like this big popped out of that tank 2 months ago. I mean,
who would want to fucking eat that out?
Yeah.
So your way of dodging the whole situation was I need to go to Bam's to get water.
Yeah. So I do that, and then I go and get in a different bed, and I think I walk back in. I'm looking for my socks or something.
What bed did you choose?
I chose the one just right up the very top.
Okay.
The furthest one.
Then
away.
You had to hang out with her the next morning.
Okay, yeah.
To wait for her husband or boyfriend to pick her up. Baby daddy.
So he comes around, and I'm just looking at it going, you were just playing with my thing and squirting fucking tit milk all over me, and yet she decides to hang out the entire day with him there, just waiting for one of us to say something about him, but nothing ever happened.
Well, tell me when we were judging the contest, you were walking down the line to each girl, and you're like... What a fuck. Remember what the black chick said she did, and then as soon as she lost, she said,
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, it's like I was walking down, like, up and down the line. Will you sleep with me?
No.
Will you sleep with me? No. Will you sleep with me? No, the black chick. Will you sleep with me? Yeah, I'll sleep with you. You win. Anyway, these guys didn't vote for her, so she didn't win. I'm like, woke up, and I'm like, so how about that sleeping with me business? And she's like, I got a fucking boyfriend. And fucking walked away. I'm like, God damn it. That's a kick
win.
In the nuts.
I liked your American accent.
Yeah, I got a fucking boyfriend.
Okay. Let's hear your American accent.
Should be dang. I got a boyfriend.
I
can't do it.
No, when you're,
wait,
no.
I'm doing the black shit.
When you're all drunk, when I was giving you the bet of staying awake for 72 hours for $300, at your most wasted point, you go up to the bar and you're like, I need a hamburger with cheese. And they're like, so you need a cheeseburger? No. I need a hamburger with cheese.
And two of them.
So you're saying you want two cheeseburgers? No, I want a hamburger with cheese.
They didn't get it.
And two of them. And
no, I think you didn't get it. Asking for a hamburger with cheese. So you want a cheeseburger? No, I want a hamburger with cheese.
It's like the black and red thing.
It's
the
black
and
red. Novak goes to the casino. Playing roulette.
After I explain the game, which is so fucking simple.
So Novak goes to the casino.
Yeah. And he puts 10 on red and 10 on black. And I go, you're an idiot. You're not going to win or lose.
He tells it last week.
So he still doesn't understand. It's like flipping a coin. It's like saying heads or tails.
Heads and tails.
But this is my motto. I'll either at least win and lose. I'd rather win and lose as opposed to lose it all.
No, you'll be even.
So at least I'm not
You
losing.
Might as well just not even go because you're going to go home with what you went home with, you started with.
But that's his mentality on life. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
It makes sense.
Because here's the thing. He may go into a club and be like, well, I could do this stupid ass thing and I'll just... tell someone that I did something 10 times worse and get myself in heaps of trouble, but I didn't do it, so therefore I'm even.
But the guy who's the roulette dude, who's seeing him put it on red and black and red and black every time, he'd be like, you're a fucking idiot, you're wasting my time, and there's somebody that needs to take your seat to actually play the game.
Nah, I'm still getting free beer out of the deal, and I'll just move to the next table.
Maybe that's your tactic. Maybe that's his tactic.
See?
You want to get free beer?
Yeah.
Fucking A.
See, exactly.
Go to the casino, put it on red and black. And put it on red and black.
You'll never fucking lose.
Can I get you a drink, sir? Fucking A, right? You give me a Bloody Mary.
It's brilliant.
You have a 48% chance of losing, right?
Or winning.
Of staying there, yeah.
Well, and then, like, if you do get that one green, then it's just like, well,
luck of the draw.
Yeah, luck of the draw.
It's worked for me so far, fellas.
Worked for me so far, pal.
Pal.
Your demeaning way of saying pal after every fucking sentence.
Oh, and then, another. So, I check into the hotel in Miami. I'm staying with Nikki, Alex, and Novak. And we're all crammed in this room.
That's what I asked David Lee Homo when he was telling. He's like, well, you come. Yeah. I was like, well, you don't have two apartment. Rooms. I said, are you going to sleep with Big Production?
Big.
That's what I said. He's like, well, I don't know. We have two rooms.
Well, check this out.
You have 12 people.
Check this out. The room is nice, but it's small. And I have four people in it.
Yeah.
We wind up knocking on David Lee's door, which he didn't think, and he probably didn't want to open up the door because when he opened it up, it's a massive suite with a massive fucking balcony with a hot tub inside the house.
Five bedrooms.
Double bedroom.
There's three outdoor beds.
Oh, and then there's a big bed outdoor, and then there's a whole bunch of... I'm like...
Open bar.
That was your room.
Yeah.
That was your room.
Why would the promoter get the big fucking suite of the guy who he's promoting?
They somehow got it mixed up. You got the wrong
room. Looks like they somehow got it mixed up.
As they said.
That's why they got
mixed
up.
He didn't notice that when he walked in?
All he had to do was come back down and go,
yeah, this
hey,
room's not your key. Oh,
sorry,
I
gave you the wrong key. This is your fucking $10 million fucking penthouse suite I accidentally forgot to tell you about.
Meanwhile, I got Novak and Alex 69 in one bed, and then I'm at 69 in the other. I was all fucking crammed in there.
The only good thing about that is that we really weren't there that much for the night, so it really was just you and Nikki for most of the night.
True.
So.
You know what? I promised this dude that I met two nights ago in Orlando that I'd play his song. Just simply because he says his favorite band is Lacrimis Profunde, and it's called the Bam Demos. So, let's try track one. It's called Lovacane. It could be good.
Hey, we should play some of the black guys' music.
I know, I lost the fucking CD.
I think it's in my car.
Mike Diggs?
Yeah, Mike Diggs.
Do you know what track to play?
Nasty Johnson.
Let's just try one.
Father.
It's called No Escape by Lovacane.
Nasty Johnson would be a good band name. Maybe that band should change their name to Nasty Johnson.
You should play drums for Nasty Johnson, a.k.a. Mike.
Better than Groovestain.
That'd be a blast.
Might as well call it Cumstain or Poopstain.
Radio Band.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody! You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.